One of Jesus' disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen." Who initiates? That's a live question in our confused age. Consider dating. Many wonder, should the man still ask the woman out? Some dating apps now leave it entirely to the woman to initiate. Some women propose marriage to their boyfriends. Meanwhile, men grow passive and less manly. Talking heads complain about traditional gender roles, old-fashioned ideas of patriarchy, and the like. Lord, have mercy on all of us who live in such a confused age. But the scriptures still ring true. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Genesis 2:24. Now, if the idea that the man should initiate seems old-fashioned in the realm of dating, well, consider our relationship with God. Who initiates in prayer? Our instinct says, we do. After all, we fold our hands. We speak. As you well know, many treat prayer like it's a spiritual coffee date. Highlighters in hand, latte on the table, seeking to connect to Jesus. But this can flip the doctrine of salvation on its head if we assume our relationship with Christ begins with our decision and our initiative. You see, that's not how God works. As we learned in the Catechism, God first teaches us His law, which may be summarized as, "You shall love the Lord your God and your neighbor as yourself." From Mount Sinai, God thundered, "You shall have no other gods," and "Love your neighbor as yourself." Our response? We, like Israel, cry out, "Do not let God speak to us, lest we die." Sin has corrupted us, the law has condemned us, and God's holiness terrifies us. You see, we are the lepers crying out for mercy. We are that man that was left half dead in the ditch. We are the prophet with unclean lips. But the Catechism doesn't conclude at the law, thanks be to God. The Holy Scriptures then tell us God's solution. Titus 3:5 says, "He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His mercy." The Creed confesses how this salvation is accomplished. Through Christ's incarnation, life, death, resurrection, and finally, His ascension. See, Jesus became our Lord not because of anything we did, but entirely out of His divine grace. He has covered our sin. He has perfectly kept the law, and He has given His holy life in the place of our unholy lives. Amen and amen. And so in the order of the Catechism, we now come to the Lord's Prayer. Prayer is not our work to earn salvation or even to initiate a relationship with God, but it is our response to God's saving work and His initiation. Jesus teaches us to pray, giving us the very words which we speak back to God. His prayer begins, "Our Father who art in heaven." At least that's how Matthew records it. Luke's version is more concise, "Father." Regardless of whether you go with Matthew or Luke, this introduction is beautiful because it shows us who begins the conversation. God. Just as our birth in this life did not occur because of our actions, neither does our new birth. You are God's child because He chose you and adopted you through His word and holy baptism. By faith, not by your works, you are His beloved child. In the Holy Scriptures, God continues to speak to you. As your dear Father, God continues to speak. And gradually, as His dear children, we learn to speak back to Him, imitating His very words. Like children, we speak back the same words that are spoken to us. We pray to God using the very same language, words, faith, and Holy Spirit that God has graciously given to us. Thanks be to God. Jesus is old-fashioned. He initiates. He became man. He went to the cross. He died. He rose again on the third day, and He spoke His word to you. See, Jesus gave His life for His bride, the church, of which you are a member. He clothes her in righteousness, speaks to her forgiveness, and feeds her with His very body and blood in the wedding feast that He Himself has prepared for her. And even now, Jesus is praying and interceding for you before your Father in heaven, as He once prayed from the cross, "Father, forgive them." In summary, Jesus initiates. He works, He pays, He opens the door to eternal life. He is our old-fashioned Jesus, and that's for our benefit. Just as male headship has fallen out of favor in our confused age, so too the gospel itself and Jesus' headship has fallen out of favor. Who initiates is a live question for many, but not for us, dear Christians. We continue to pray with His disciples of every age. Lord, teach us to pray. In the name of Jesus, amen.